You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the Torah, that which is very interesting concept, that which every sacrifice we have to bring salt. And this matter is called the covenant of the salt, Brit Melach. So now the question is, why we have such an ingredient that has to be brought with the sacrifice? Why we have such a thing?
It's because maybe the same reason why we have Melach on the table when we do a motzi.
Yes, exactly, because the table resembles the altar. So we leave salt on the table. But we have to find out, first of all, why the salt was poured on the Mizbeach, on the altar with the sacrifice. So then we understand why we have to have salt on the table, that is, resembling the altar. The salt? Well, it's one of the conditions. That means to not have salt on the altar, so the korban, the sacrifice, it's not accepted. Yeah.
The water that Hashem brings down, because they keep them down here, promised them to give them the wood on the Mizbeach. That's why the salt.
Oh, Hashem promised the water?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they were crying, they want to go up.
Ah, beautiful. Very nice. That's very nice. Beautiful. So the division that was taking place at the beginning of the creation, so part of the water went up, because unless everybody, instead of the car, you had to have a boat to get around, because the whole earth was covered with water. So then the part of the water that stayed on earth, so then was not too happy, because, you know, would you rather to live on a penthouse or on a basement? Which one? No, it depends on Shabbatot. You cannot take the elevator, so...
Wow.
No? You know, to go up and down 30 floors. So that's a beautiful midrash. So now, you said water cried or salt cried?
The water cried.
Oh, right. So what's the connection between water and the salt then? Yeah. If water complained, so if Hashem promised the water, so I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to reward you. So where the salt came about?
When you cry, the salt comes out.
No, but the point here is the water that stayed on earth. So how's the salt, you know, comes about? What happens? The salt, where does it come from? You take salt? Where does the salt come from?
Water.
How?
You take all the water.
So now when the water evaporates, right?
Correct.
When the water evaporates, and the salt stays.
Salt.
Good?
Yes.
So now, there's a beautiful insight, and that is, of course, the water that stayed on earth, the lower water that the Midrash brings, had the urge to go up. And that's why still is going on. You know, the wave that you notice by the ocean, it shows the constant, what's the constant?
Movement to go up. To
constant?
Wave.
What constant means?
No. What's the constant? What is it the wave doing?
They go up and down, so they try to go up to Shemayim.
So that means, what does it have?
They never
give up. So, it's called hope.
Oh.
6,000 years almost. You know what that is? 6,000 years wants to pull himself up. It's very interesting that if you go by the ocean, you gain such a peace. No?
Yes.
Why? Because it's full of hope. The ocean is full of hope.
Because there's no end to the ocean.
Yeah, no, but the point here is that we see that we have to know, of course, you know, sometimes things go wrong, you know, not expected. So you have options, either take Tylenol or Advil or something much stronger, right? And people do that. Why? Because they feel, you know, I cannot face it. You know, it's too much for me, you know. So what do? You give up. You put yourself on pause, actually. But here we see, no, that's not how it works. So now, first of all, this is such a powerful message that we see the water. It's not that he tried once, twice, three times, four times. It keeps going up. So now, so what's the connection between water and the salt? Hashem promised the water, I'm going to reward you, and I'm going to give you a reward because you do want to go up. So now, what's the deal with the salt? If Hashem promised the water, but we see the salt was rewarded. So now, the salt is outcome of when the water is evaporated. So what does that mean? So if you want to reward him, reward the water. But the beautiful message here is, we always say, if I was in that position, you know what I would do? You know what I would do? If I had such a power, you know, I would do things that you can never imagine. So here the message here is, Hashem is not expecting you to be that or well or whatever that if he's going to bring about to do whatever that you think you can do. Hashem says, whatever you're at, do it the way you are. That's what the expectation is. So what does that mean? Yiron Shalom take the water out of the salt, took it to Shamayim. And the salt was rewarded. What does that mean? Hashem wanted to do the water, of course. I took the part up. But the one that stayed on earth, you have a duty. That means you should not think when you come up, then you're in a better position. That's not true. Because I want you here to do whatever that is expected for you from to do. And that's what we always, so you know what? If you would nice to me, you don't know what I would do to you.
It's like someone is saying, oh, when I'm going to have a lot of money, I'm going to give you a lot.
Things. But the point of the matter here is, as far as our mentality, what we feel, you know, if I did not have a headache, you know, I would do this. If I would feel better, I would do this. If I'm not tired, I would do this. If. But that's not true, because Shalom is expecting from every one of us to say, you know, in the position that you are, that's the expectation is out of that. And it's very interesting. We see Ben Moshe Ben Shalom had an interview with Ribono Shel Olam at the bush, right? So now all of a sudden Hashem tell him, no more shoes, take your shoes out. Why? What happened? Why Hashem commanded Moshe to take his shoes out? Why?
Because
the ground?
The ground.
It's a desert. What do you mean?
Because Hashem spared
us. No, Hashem was in the bush over there. He's here. Hashem said, take your shoes off. Why? Because the Torah Hashem says, "Bemakom ata omid." Where you are standing is Makom Kadosh. That means at the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom decided to go forward, the location became Kadosh. Navas was Kadosh. What made it Kadosh? When he decided, you know what? I'm going to go forward. And that's how it is. At the position that you're at, no matter what it is, no matter what state you are, no matter what, how you feel, when you decide to do something positive, then you make it Kadosh. And you cannot say, you know, he was there, he was this, he was that, then, you know, I would take an action. And that's what the whole beautiful message of the Sati is all about. And bring it on the Shulchan. Why? Because the table resembles the Mizveah. And he reminds us, listen, look at the Melach. Don't tell me, you know, later, when, I'm not ready now. No, now, at the position that you're at, take an action. Go on, do something good. And Hashem said, Keno, without a shame, then you scare me.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.